Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with beef geneticist Jerry Taylor joining us. Back with Dr. Taylor in just a moment.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of Diacom IGR plus Sentinel insecticide gives you the long-term control of an insect growth regulator plus the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Did you know consumers are learning more about the nutritional benefits that are packed into 3 ounces of lean beef? In 15 years, Your Beef Checkoff has funded research that has more than quadrupled the number of lean beef cuts to nearly 40. Research supported by the Checkoff shows that in each serving of beef, consumers get protein for muscles, B vitamins for brain function, iron for blood, zinc for their immune system, and 5 other key nutrients. Learn more at mybeefcheckoff.com. Then spread the good news about your Checkoff investments, paid for by Your Beef Checkoff.
The recent Beef Improvement Federation annual conference was held on the campus of Kansas State University in Manhattan recently, and University of Missouri beef geneticist Jerry Taylor, one of the featured speakers, he was talking about a USDA-funded project that he helps lead that's looking at the genetic improvement in feed efficiency for beef cattle.
Well, it's basically driven by industry needs. You know, we've known for quite a long time that feed efficiency was a very important driver of the profitability and sustainability of the cattle industry, and other countries, in particular Australia, started working in this area pretty early on, and they had a beef CRC, Cooperative Research Center, that invested quite a bit of money that was government and producer-oriented money to actually start looking at whether or not there was a genetic component to feed efficiency in feedlot cattle, and they found it was, and then they started to look at the value of being able to try and change that, and it indicated that there was an enormous value to cutting small changes in feed intake. And of course, for the US, where at the time, you know, we were looking at over 30 million feedlot cattle, you look at making 1% to 2% changes in the intake of cattle to get them to the same essential endpoint, it has a phenomenal economic value. Other people started looking at methane and greenhouse gas production produced by these animals and were coming to some conclusions along the lines that more efficient animals produce less greenhouse gases. And so there was less output from these animals, and so less impact on global warming and the environment. And so from every way you want to look at feed efficiency, it's important. It's important to the cost of production, the profitability of producers, and it's also important to us as a community because of the impact on greenhouse gases on the environment.
Dr. Taylor says there are 3 areas that they're looking at when it comes to feed efficiency for beef cattle.
We ended up assembling a team that was interested in the genetic improvement, the nutritional manipulation of the diet, and what effect that may have on feed efficiency in animals. And also looking at some greenhouse gas component, and then a fairly new area, which is called metagenomics. And metagenomics asks the question, if I look inside the rumen of an animal, and I know that there are microbes in there because they ferment the biomass that's in there, do I see differences among efficient animals and inefficient animals?
So part of the work will be not just looking at the genetics of the beef animal, but also the genetics of the microbes in the rumen of the beef animal. Dr. Jerry Taylor, beef geneticist at the recent Beef Improvement Federation meeting. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Here's your chance to have some fun and support a good cause. American Farmers and Ranchers LEAD program is sponsoring a golf tournament to support State Question 777, Oklahoma's Right to Farm, on July 11. The event will be at the Greens Country Club, one of Oklahoma City's top private golf venues. For more information, go to AFR's website, IAFR.com, or check us out on Facebook. July 11th, Greens Country Club, Oklahoma City.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.